right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 791. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who's already binge-watched Fallout, Wombat.
Oh, wait, it's just not even, is it out? It's out like tonight.
It's out right now, as of 8 minutes ago.
Oh, man.
I know. Fuck this shit.
Why are we doing this dumb? Why are we doing this dumb show?
I know. It's supposed to be good, too.
I'll watch it tomorrow or something. Yeah, it's supposed to be very, it's getting very good reviews.
They did it.
Apparently, it's Fallout, the TV show.
I mean, just from the trailers, you can see that they pretty much understood the assignment, you know.
So we would hope. I mean, I like Walton Goggins. I feel like he's always a win. Do you not? Yeah. Yeah.
When the last game didn't understand the assignment, I don't know. I come in questioning.
Wow.
Correct.
Wow. Shots fired. We're only like a minute in. I don't know how far in we are because I'm not recording on my end tonight. We're doing this.
We're about as far in as all of us made it into Fallout 76.
Yes. There you go. Fair enough.
I heard it got better, though. I did play a fair amount of Fallout 76, but it did not stick with me.
Is that game still alive?
Yeah, very much so. It just had, if you go to your perks on your Xbox, there will be the Fallout 76 anniversary pack for you to download.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm just saying it's there.
It's hypothetical.
Maybe our
what anniversary are we? What anniversary are we on?
It actually might be like 10th, but I don't think so.
10th player? The 10th player?
It's not 10 years. It can't be 10 years.
Fallout 76, 10-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. No. It's... Mm-mm. What is it? 4?
5?
3?
5?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
No one knows.
And we're not playing.
There's no way to know this information.
Okay, I can look it up. Let's see. We're testing the new laptop. This is what we're doing here.
Does the new laptop have Google?
The new laptop has Google. Well, on the old laptop, and it came out in 2018. So how long ago was it?
It was a Tandy. The old laptop was a Tandy.
With the old laptop, I couldn't search things and be on at the same time because the video
was... You don't want to use keywords.
Stop. Yeah. So I just able to do that. I feel like I'm contributing to the show now.
Thank you. It had built in AOL, though, which was good.
Yep, exactly. Came with the disc, the demo disc.
Nice. So how is everybody's Eclipse?
Oh, it's fine.
Did you... Elliot, why is he still screaming back?
I don't know.
What's he doing? It's a school night. It's 9:10.
I know. Let's see. I'll text the boss.
Oh, scream. You should scream. Mm-hmm. Scream. It's better when you scream.
Do you want me to scream?
Yeah,
I'll do it.
Of course. Of course.
Elliot, quiet down.
Tell him I'm mad. No. Tell him I'm mad.
Cheapy's mad at you.
Okay,
I heard that. Real loud.
I'm crying. Tell him I'm crying.
You made Cheapy cry. Did you hear that?
No, what did he say?
He said good.
Oh, yeah, well, he's good.
Yeah.
Sounds like something my son would say.
I know.
Perfect. So how is everybody's Eclipse? Everyone still has their vision, which is good.
Yes, as far as I could tell.
I used the
Wombat has what's left of his vision.
Exactly. I never had much to begin with. So
I figured out how you can stop your reflections on your glasses.
We don't have our Eclipse glasses anymore because my wife found some charity that you give the glasses to. So people in underdeveloped countries can have Eclipse glasses.
They're saving them for 20 years.
I don't know. I just
sounds like a scam.
When you just roll when that happens, you just kind of roll with it. It's like, all right.
Right.
Yeah.
So you saw it?
Yes.
How was the totality where you were at?
I mean, it wasn't completely total.
I used the cereal box method, which was not that impressive. I wasn't impressed with the whole thing, to be honest.
Well, were you in the...
I think we were like 90% or something.
Why even bother with an Eclipse at that point?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I was in 99%. Okay. And it was pretty good. Like that was from like my house. If I had driven like 20 minutes west, I would have been 100%, which I heard was really good.
But so many people.
And my kids went in like over to Indiana. So they got like the full like 3 minutes of totality. So they told me it was great.
Okay. But, I watched some video on Instagram. Seemed good.
Oh, we totality. Didn't say Eid Mubarak to our listeners that are celebrating. We should. It is tonight.
Ramadan? Is that Ramadan?
Yeah, at the end.
The end of Ramadan.
Yes.
I know about that.
I believe I am not an expert and I do not want to.
Right.
But yes, I believe that is what it is. So
you can eat
all
now.
That celebrate. Yeah.
Everybody can eat. I think they can eat for a while now. Mm-hmm.
My son's scouts did a whole thing for Ramadan where some moms came and cooked a whole like feast for the scouts to learn about other cultures. I was actually kind of jealous I wasn't invited because I bet the food was really good.
Well, where did the moms learn about the cultures?
Well, they're Muslim moms.
You have Muslim moms in the Boy Scouts?
Yes.
In your area?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody was throwing anything at them?
No, they were all very respectful and very nice and learning about other cultures. I know. I was surprised and shocked too, but I also was kind of impressed.
Right. Yeah. That's nice.
Yep.
Ty went to Disneyland on a school trip. You missed
Land or World?
World. I don't know that I've never bothered to learn the difference between the two.
World is the one that is much larger, and it's in Florida.
That's the one he went to. But the school is like a school chorus or music trip, not just the chorus. The whole music department went, and they had a good time. When I was a kid, we went to. Oh my god!
It is like a disaster.
It's like
in
a
my
zoo
house.
Over there.
No, yeah. The lights are turning on. What's going on?
I don't know.
When I was a kid, we went to Williamsburg.
I swear to God, I'm going to kill everyone.
Colonial Williamsburg?
Yes. Do you know that one?
I'm going to be visiting it later this year.
And oh, really?
I
went as a kid. Go to Busch Gardens, too.
Yeah, we did. That was part of the
trip.
You
think I'm not going to do that?
Like, I know. According to my daughter, it's her favorite amusement park in the country. And she's been to the biggies. So she's been to more than I have. Not as many as you. But
who has?
Yeah. But I think she's a pretty good judge of a good amusement park. And she says that's her favorite.
Good. I'm looking forward to it. I think we're hitting up two in that area. Mrs. Shipwreck does a very good job of planning vacations where we at least get to hit multiple amusement parks in each vacation.
She knows.
Yes.
She knows what you need on your vacation.
Mm-hmm.
All I remember from that trip was the Virginia State Police pulled our bus over on the way, you know. Once they saw the New York plates on the bus, they were like, looky what we got here. And they like came on the bus and everything. And it was like a whole fucking thing. They were looking for, you know, they wanted to see if we had drugs or something. Like, you know, it was the whole thing. And they gave us a ticket. They searched. They came on the bus and like walked through the bus. Like it was so stupid. Like, yeah. I mean, this is 19 fucking, I don't know, 80 something.
And you were in middle school or high school?
High school.
High school. Okay.
High school. Yeah. That was a big trip. I mean, it was an overnight, you know, several nights. Yeah. That's what I remember pretty much from that trip. And yeah. Yeah. What else is going on? Anything else exciting happening?
I mean, not exciting.
I went to a Korean karaoke place.
You know, how was you?
I sang English.
How was your Korean? Oh, no. Yeah. Okay.
A lot of the stuff was in Korean. So it was hard to work the controls. But I've seen the latest technology now in karaoke. Now, of course, they have like the maracas and the tambourines, like stuff. But now they give you like a digital soundboard, okay? A wireless digital soundboard that is also has extremely low latency. So you can play the drums and other sound effects digitally off this pad in real time. You understand what I'm saying? The implications? Mm-hmm. You understand the implications of this technology?
I guess. I mean, I don't know. When I do karaoke, I just want to sing the song.
Right, but you're singing the song. You got to give the people need something else to do while they're listening to you.
Because listening to you, no one wants to hear me sing a song.
So then they place funny sound effects over you on the beat, is what I'm saying. So you can see how that could be fun.
I guess.
And we also, it was pretty cool. And we also had a different type of Korean barbecue that I've never had before. Where instead of like a grill, it's imagine like a manhole cover, but it's like a hat, okay? Mm-hmm. Like shaped like a hat. And they put the big pieces of whatever the meat is, and then kimchi and sprouts. And then they sort of like, then they cut up the pork. And then afterwards, after you finish all the meat, rather, then they put rice on top of that and sort of make like fried rice out of your leftover kimchi and sprouts and whatever toppings you want with your fried rice. I have no idea what it's called, but we went to the Murray Hill section of Queens and there's like a billion Korean places there. So that was pretty cool. That's my big update.
That's
I got a new smart lock for my house that uses
what brand?
Schlage.
Okay.
The old one died because it had some like flaw in the construction where the battery cable just like some stupid shit that made my $300 lock worthless. That was like just bad engineering. Shipwreck could have solved that. Anyway, the cool thing about this lock is you can just hold up your watch to the door or your phone without doing anything. It has like that Apple Express pass shit. So completely unnecessary. It also has the keypad and everything, but I needed a new lock, so I got that one.
Okay.
That's where we are. It's the Schlage Encode Plus, I think, in case you're looking to drop $300 on a lock. I don't know. People like it. I haven't had a smart home update in a while.
Yeah, no. I mean, I've got some model of that as well, but I don't. Right. I have the old one, I guess. I just have to wait for it to break. So I can spend $300.
I'm mad at that. There's no reason that lock should have only lasted 4 years or 5 years. Like, it's totally fine. It's just like the cable that's built into the lock. If I had some fucking technical skill, I could probably fix it. But I'm not taking that shit apart and soldering things. Do you remember we had that discussion like many episodes ago about Serena Williams playing table tennis against me?
Yes. A
heated discussion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, we have an answer now because, and I don't think we talked about this before, but maybe we did, but I can tie this into something else also. Roger Federer played against a 7-year-old girl who knows how to play table tennis, Chinese girl. And he's actually pretty good at table tennis. Like he plays, like I've seen a lot of videos of him playing and she killed him. And there's a, like she went, there was some Uniqlo, sponsored thing where they shipped them off to different things to do activities, you know, and one of them was losing to a 7-year-old girl, which probably, you know, as a professional athlete, not like too thrilled about, like in general, but
I'm sure he's okay with it.
He's okay, but I bet like he would have rather won.
I'm sure he's okay with it.
Yeah, wiping away so his tears with $100 bills.
Dude, he probably got paid $1 million just to lose that match, like just right, like the time that he was spent there, you know. Anyway,
like 27 like Grand Slam titles or whatever.
Yeah.
Probably all right.
But you know, these guys, they're hyper competitive, I feel. Maybe not against a 7-year-old girl. Anyway, you can go on YouTube and watch that. You can just type that in Federer versus 7-year-old. But tonight, the reason why I bring this up is to segue into something that Ty said to me tonight. He was telling me about one of his friends, you know, high school girl, who's a black belt in Taekwondo, okay? And he was saying that he thinks that she could beat me up in a street fight if we got into a street fight. Like a 5 foot. So the question is, do you think a 5'4", 100-pound high school girl could beat me up in a street fight?
I think there's only one way to know for sure.
I think the girl has no chance whatsoever. Ty thought that he was convinced that I'm crazy to think that he's like, at least she's going to break one of your ribs or something. I'm like, if she breaks one of my ribs, like what would I be doing to her?
I think, you could try this in a controlled environment.
We could. How?
Yeah, like you go, like you maybe
get the pads on.
You go to like a dojo.
Get in the big sumo balls.
Environment. You make sure that there's supervision. Everyone has permission. You go in for the punch, and either you connect or she kicks your ass.
Here's what I remember from my karate days, from my Oyama karate days, which were, by the way, a very long time ago. I was like a yellow. I went two belts. I was a yellow belt. And
I'm
remember
a fellow this, yellow belt.
What's that?
I'm a fellow yellow belt.
Congratulations. I mean, excuse me. Let's bow to each other. the karate that I did had a lot of sparring. At the end of every class, you would actually spar with all. You would go around and spar pretty much everybody in the class, even the belts that were higher than you. And I remember there was a woman in the class. She was a black belt. She was actually helped teach the class sometimes, but she was like 5 feet, 5'2", like maybe 100 pounds. And I remember, even though obviously she was way more skilled than I was, there was like nothing she could do. Like she couldn't even get anywhere near me. Like my leg is bigger than her entire body. So she couldn't do anything. And I could tell she was very frustrated. So this was like, and you know, this is a woman that's trained up probably a lot longer than a 16-year-old girl. It's one thing if this girl like trained in Korea or something like that, but she's, you know, she trains on Main Street here in my town. It's not exactly like, I feel like, a hotbed of martial arts excellence and activity. I don't know.
Maybe when's it going down?
I don't know. It's probably soon, because Ty's going to tell his friend probably about it, and she probably really want to fight me.
Sure they have the pads and everything at the dojo. Dojo.
Yeah. It's not a question. Not okay.
They I'm could set this up in a way. It could be consensual and supervised, where we could know for sure, and of course someone needs to film it.
I'm not talking about like a fight where they do like point, red team, point, you know, blue side, you know, not talking about that. I'm talking about people punching each other in the face with no gloves on.
Well, you would be, you're going in with as blood a street sport. Fighter.
Yeah. Yes. I'm talking about Mortal Kombat.
I know. Yeah. I think I'd be very curious to see what happens.
I would pull her spine out.
Well, that seems a little aggressive.
It's just like 200 pounds versus 100 pounds seems very difficult, and all different sex seems like a really steep barrier to overcome. Like,
until she kicks your ass.
I mean, you know, just
start with the pads. Start with the pads, and then decide if it has to move out to the street.
And make sure you have the parents' permission as well.
I'm not doing any of this. I just like to talk about it. I don't want to punch any girls.
I mean,
you're going to lose then.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I did it. I did it back in my karate days. And, you know, even then we wore gloves and stuff and no face contact. I don't know. I think she has no chance. Anyway,
did you break some boards back in the day?
No, we didn't do that. That's bullshit. We didn't do that at that place. This place was all about fucking fighting. You know,
we broke some boards.
In fact, I went on YouTube. You broke boards? Yeah, that's like, I don't know. We didn't do any of that. We punched and stuff. And I remember like when I had my test to go from white belt to blue belt, you had to fight all at the end of the test. You have to do all the kata. And then at the end of the kata, you fight black belt after black belt after black belt after black belt.
Yeah, it's called hazing.
It was hazing. It was 100% hazing, because you can't do anything against like a man, big man black belt. Like they're just like laugh.
What kind of was this, Cobra Kai?
It was ridiculous. And I was like sore for so many days after that test. And I told my friends, I must have told this story before, but I'm sure you all forgot it. I told my friends about it. And they were like, well, I want to watch you get your ass kicked. When's the next test? Right? Like, do they allow people to just watch? And I'm like, yeah, there were a lot of people just watching. So for the next test, my friends came, and just for whatever reason, the test from blue belt to yellow belt, they only had to spar people of our own belts. There was no hazing at the end. So they were very disappointed. My friends were like, we fucking came to New York. Like they came from out of town. So I'll kick this girl's ass is what I'm saying. That's my point. All right. Should we move on to some show feedback?
Sure. Do you want to do it because you put some of this on there or you want me to? I don't care.
I'll do it. Sure. Why not? A lot of comments about Shipwreck not being impressed by the food in Madrid. Stuart wrote in on YouTube, said he went to Madrid 2 years ago. Great city.
Not
the different Stuart. Stuart Bagley. Stuart Bagley Jr. Had really good food, is what he said. And then Eder FB78 says I went to Spain twice, and one of them was last year where he spent 5 days in Madrid and all the food I had was excellent. And I even got a text from Ben Gilbert, like on Saturday morning. He was like, I agree with Shipwreck. I forget the exact words. He's like, I agree with Shipwreck about the beer, but like, what the fuck?
All I'm saying is there's not a lot of Spanish restaurants around.
Around you, we have Spanish restaurants. Maybe
you have every restaurant, though.
They don't have good marketing. They're just trying to break through.
It was good food. I was not overly impressed with it, right? Like, I had good meals.
Yes.
It's just not like, oh boy, I'm really like looking to hit some Spanish food when I get home. Just not like
okay.
What
it's
I'm thinking
your,
of.
It's not your bag, I think. It's more that.
It's not like, most people's bag. Come on. Like,
what does that mean? Most people, you know.
I'm saying when you ask people like countries that have great cuisine, how far are like Spain is not one of the ones that comes to mind.
I don't know.
Curry Manju's in the chat. He needs to just chime in on this. You go ahead. I just need to prime him up. You go, Wombat. Sorry.
No, I would say I'm trying to the top five international cuisines. Okay, Ship, go.
Okay, I would say France.
Mm-hmm, that's one. Italy. On my list. Definitely on my list too. Yep.
I would say Japan is up there.
Sure, sure, sure. Yep.
I would say. Well, I'm really like Mexican food, but I like Mexican food, but I like that's it seems like it's a cheating if I say Mexican.
Right.
No, nope. There's a reason there's a Mexican restaurant. Like I can like drive 2 miles in any directions and get Mexican food. That's sure, pretty good.
Sure. That's inauthentic. Mm-hmm. That's very inauthentic.
It's not that it depends on where you go.
Where you go.
Right. I feel like we've penetrated into we have enough.
That's okay.
Authentic Mexican restaurants around at this
Chibi
point.
Chibi tends to confuse the words authentic and good. In his brain, that means the same thing.
Well, when you're talking about international cuisines, right?
Like, I think Mexican-inspired food that tastes really good still counts as Mexican food.
Okay, but we're talking about something. Okay, sure.
If you're using those Latin flavors and you're using them correctly, I'm not saying like it just, you know, garbage food. I'm saying if it's really good and it may not be 100% authentic, that doesn't make it bad. Same thing with certain Japanese fusion things can be really good too.
Maybe you wouldn't be that impressed by Italian food.
And then by Italian food?
In Italy.
You have one more. You have one more to go.
I would say Chinese.
There you go. That's the five. You're right. That is the five. That is, as you're saying, I'm like, yeah, that's the five. French is the one where some people may argue with you, but as someone who went to a French restaurant literally on Saturday, I'm going to say French is really good. Although it also borderlines with Belgian, but yeah.
Sure, sure. I would say that those are
similar cuisines.
There's just so much variety to French food too, right? Yeah. Like it's not all the same ingredients.
I had a big pot of mussels. And it was delicious. And I would eat it tomorrow if someone said, do you want to go back for French food?
Wow.
I like French food. What can I say?
It's good. Why?
But I do like Spanish food. There are no good Spanish restaurants on Long Island.
Oh, I went to one. I sent it to you. I sent you the link.
Spanish?
Yeah. Like 2 days ago.
Okay.
Like this weekend we went to one. I like literally sent you the link. Blah blah. It's called Plancha, I think. Plancha restaurant. Yeah, in Garden City. Plancha.
What do they got? What's their?
It's like tapas and paella, that type of stuff. You know.
Yeah.
I like tapas because I like the small plates concept, right? I don't like to get stuck with a big, huge portion of something. I mean, sometimes it's good, but for the most part, I like the idea of sharing little things, especially when I'm eating with my wife, who never finishes. If she gets a big thing,
so we're talking, big entree,
okay, I wind up having to eat her thing.
And tapas are very popular.
Wait, is Justin McElroy really in the chat?
I was thinking the same thing. I didn't want to say anything out loud.
Did you just give us 1,000 bits even?
Maybe.
Is that what that means, 1,000?
I don't know. I don't know how this works.
It is. That. It is. Look at that. Hey, Justin.
Hey, nice to see you.
Yeah. I just pre-ordered.
thanks for the robot.
I pre-ordered.
We love you too.
your new comic that's coming out for Ty, because I've bought him every one. The Adventure Zone. The new one's coming out, nice. I think, soon.
Nice.
Are we done with show feedback? And making fun of Shipwreck's food preferences?
You could make fun of my food preferences.
You didn't say anything bad, by the way. You said the food was good, but like you weren't really like blown away by it or overly impressed, I think was the word you used.
Yeah, I don't think it's that controversial.
But don't worry, I still made a TikTok out of it to make it look like you're an asshole.
Perfect. And I am willing to go to a recommended Spanish restaurant to try the food for science to make sure, see if the food's good or bad.
Oh, the one that I sent you?
Yeah.
You should go there. It's good. It was good. Yeah. Trust me.
There's a good tapas place by me also. That's good. Salume, which is good. They have the Iberian ham on the big thing and they shave it at the table.
Shit. A leg. Do you mean a leg?
A leg of pig. They have a giant pig leg. Yes.
Do you know how they make that, by the way?
They take the leg of the pig.
Yeah.
And cure it for a very long time.
But do you know what happens during the curing process? That's me making you not want to eat it.
Someone pees on it. Do they cover it in maggots?
Close. Not close. During the curing process, it forms a layer of mold on it.
Okay. Yeah, I know. So does the steak at Peter Luger's.
Oh. Well,
did you not know that?
Well, I didn't know that, but I still eat it.
Exactly.
I fucking eat the ham, too.
It's called dry aging. Well, Google that.
Okay. Well, I did. And now that's what I'm telling you about it.
I know.
One of the restaurants we went to, like their famous dish was a suckling pig.
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff.
You've eaten a suckling pig? Like they brought out the entire pig on a plate?
No, I've had the pork from a suckling pig.
Oh, this was baby pig on a plate.
With the apple in the mouth?
No apple in the mouth. Just I've had grown pig with the apple in the mouth. But the baby pig, just like single serving baby pig on a plate. I was like, I don't know if I'm up for that, especially like with my kids with me as well.
It's looking at us.
Right.
Yeah, he got the veal instead.
But the veal's,
I got the clams.
As long as they cut it up first, that's the key.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta cook it and cut it up first, and then we have no problems. All right, should we move on to Watch This Jerks?
Sure. So let's see what we got here. So I'll start with this. Die Grains 1976 had to say, "No one's watching Three Body Problem on Netflix. It's really good." Well, I actually saw that comment, and I was sitting at home, and I had like a couple of hours, and I said, "You know what? Maybe I'll watch this Three Body Problem show that people keep talking about."
That Die Grains forced you to watch.
Yes, and I did not like it. That's my review. Did not like it. I made it through an episode and a half, and I was like, there's 1,000 things going on, and yet somehow all 1,000 things are incredibly dull.
Not much happens is the complaint that I've come across.
If I tried to explain to you, because my son asked me, he goes, "What's this show about?" And I'm telling him like all these like 30 things that happens. And he goes, "How many episodes does that happen?" And I'm like, "No, that's all in just the first episode." And yet somehow nothing happens at the same time. You have people committing suicide and virtual reality video games and cutting between the 1960s and the present day, and you have the same woman when she's young and when she's old, and all these people, and how are they connected, and who are they talking to, and why are the stars blinking, and all of this communist China and modern day London, and Wong from Doctor Strange plays a detective, but who is he really working for? And all of these things are going on, and it sounds, when you say it out loud, like it should be riveting television, and it's like watching paint dry. And I don't understand how they pulled that off.
I feel like a lot of these big budget Netflix series, I am very wary of them. Whenever I see them pop up on the homepage, they almost never are reviewed well.
Mm-hmm.
The price to performance ratio in terms of like quality seems low. So I'm really, yeah. Netflix especially, like I'm really wary of these types of series. So I think I will skip this one. I've been watching Shogun on Hulu, which is good. We're totally up to date on that. It is a lot of reading of subtitles. If you are not looking to read subtitles, this show is not for you. It's not one of these ones where, you know, there is a white guy who's a main character of the show, but it's not like they're speaking English 80% of the time because, you know, that's like it's not an excuse for them to speak English. It's really mostly in Japanese, but the story is really good. If you want to see a made up like Japanese historical drama, this is a good quality one. They've done a pretty good job. Still, I say too much CG, but other than that, it's good. Good all around show. What else we got?
The Tournament of Champion finale was last week on the Food Network. We were unhappy with the winner. I'm not going to spoil it for anyone. Not that she's a bad person. It's just, it wasn't, well, they, no, I guess. Yeah, no, I guess. Not really, because in the final four, it's all women. It doesn't matter. Yeah. But we wanted it to be someone else. It wasn't. What can you do? But it was still riveting television. Still a very interesting watch. Very interesting final cook. Yeah. You know, tough final four, tough finale. I really liked how they did it, though.
It's tough out there.
It is, like, you know, it was like alligator was one of the meats and some sort of vegetables that I had never seen before and like very weird stuff. And how do you make that into a gourmet dish? Kind of a, you know, in an hour. It's fun. It's interesting. If you care about cooking at all, you learn some techniques here and there on like how to tenderize tough meats or what the right seasonings to go with certain things are and utilization of kitchen tools. You learn a lot. I actually do enjoy that. So whatever.
Do you apply this knowledge at all?
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes I'll pull an audible with my HelloFresh meal and they'll say, oh, use this ingredient this way. And I'll be like, I'm not. I'm going to use this ingredient this way instead. So
I do that too.
Yeah.
Because I'm lazy.
Yeah. No. You skip the steps you know you don't need to do.
I don't want to use the learning ovens.
Right.
Well, no, it's not skipping steps. It's reutilizing the ingredients in different ways that you think other people might enjoy more. Anyway, also been watching the new season of Game Changer started on the Dropout app network. Dropout service.
I don't know what any of these words are.
You're just making things.
I talked about Dropout once when I first subscribed to it. I'm getting on to a year, and I will definitely renew it.
This is a service that you have to pay for.
This is a service that I have to pay for. Called Dropout. It used to be College Humor, and then Sam Reich bought the company. He's a comedian. His father is Robert Reich, the former secretary of the economy or whatever
secretary
he was.
Secretary of Humor.
Yeah. So Sam Reich bought College Humor. He changed the name to Dropout. You get it? It's funny. And he started the Dropout Network. And there's a bunch of shows on it. It's big enough that their marquee show, Dimension 20, which is actually a show I don't watch, but they're doing a live show in Madison Square Garden.
Is that the Patton Oswalt show?
No, no one you would know.
Is that like a D&D thing or what?
Yeah, that's a D&D thing. They're doing their D&D show live in Madison Square Garden. I don't know how they're going to pull that off. It sounds crazy to me, but anyway.
Really big dice.
Yeah. Game Changer is the show that I like the most, and the new season started. And that show is excellent. If you don't have Dropout, you know, you could.
What are you waiting for?
Yeah, exactly. Go. It's not expensive, but you could go on YouTube and you could like search for clips. If you go and search, watch the Dropout clips of the most recent episodes. The most recent episode of Game Changer, which was, you know, it was called Bingo, but nothing is as it seems. So I don't want to spoil it, but it just like it was layers on top of layers. And my wife,
you've made us watch some of this before. You sent us a clip and we said,
I did.
No,
thank
you.
Didn't like it. I said you didn't like it.
Oh, is this the game show? Like,
yeah.
I remember not liking it also. It wasn't that I didn't like it. It was just like, I was like, eh.
It's not for you. I never said it was for you. I'm just saying the new season started and I think it's excellent.
Cool.
I enjoy them. I think everything they do is funny and I'm happy to support their
excellent
antics.
Mm-hmm. Striker 199 in the chat wanted to know if Shogun was Mrs. Chibi approved. Absolutely. I wouldn't be fucking watching that if she wasn't watching it with me. That's too much. I'm not watching subtitles that much by myself. That's a big ask. What else is on here? Ball sacks? Is that really a thing? Who put ball sacks on here?
Oh, you were typing in something and I put that in the middle of what you were typing.
Oh,
and you must drop out.
And then you edited it.
Oh, I thought there was a game called Ball. There was a show called Ball Sacks and that was your new favorite show.
No, that was me just playing around while you were in the outline at the same time as me.
I watched Justified, the final season of that called City Primeval. I just actually finished it today. You know that Raylan Givens, the main character, wears a Jason Isbell shirt in the season, in the, I guess, the series finale of that show.
What shirt?
Says Jason Isbell on it. Like,
all right.
Black. Okay. It was pretty good, I guess. I didn't really buy
I'll take your word for it.
I didn't buy the romantic relationship between Raylan Givens and the
just attorney. Call him Justified.
Justified, yeah.
Just call him Justified.
It was a good series, though. I liked it. And I shouldn't spoil anything for people who haven't watched it. But you mentioned
don't it. Say if it was a she, because then everyone will know.
I know. I'm not going to say anything else. Kurimanju asked in the chat what I thought about Tokyo Vice. He really likes the second season. We noped out on Tokyo Vice after like two episodes. Mrs. Chibi, that is not Mrs. Chibi approved. That is disavowed. She wants nothing to do with Tokyo Vice. It's just too much. It's too unrealistic, I think. It's trying to be realistic, and it's too ridiculous.
That's fair.
Yeah, it was too. We talked about it on a previous episode. You can go back and listen to that for more thoughts, but we noped out of that real fast. It's very different than the book, by the way. I would recommend just reading the book, which also might be bullshit, which I've read.
That requires me to read a book?
Not you, Kurimanju. You probably read it already. Probably. But people say the book, it might be bullshit. So it's entertaining, at least, if it's not factual. Let's move on to new releases.
Turbo Golf Racing.
That's been out for a bit.
I'm just saying what's on the list.
All right, just read the things on the list.
Stop yelling at me.
I guess it came out for PlayStation 5, Turbo Golf Racing.
Botany Manor.
That one's on Game Pass.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that pop up on Game Pass. I clicked on it. It looks like a puzzle type game or something.
First person puzzle game is what it looked like. Not playing that. What else? Not much.
No, there is not much.
All right.
Yellow Taxi goes vroom.
All right.
There's
so many ridiculous Switch titles that, yeah. Hair Dye. I mean, there's a game called Hair Dye. Okay, it's $2. You dye hair.
Sounds reasonable.
Yeah. It's a lot of that shit. Okay, we can't talk about this anymore. What?
I'm scared to like even Google Doll Explorer.
Is it on the Switch?
It's on the Switch. Doll Explorer. That title is frightening.
You probably now, tell you by the price.
What about the game called The Gap? Now, do you think it's about the store? Is it not about folding?
That would be
t-shirts?
Great if it was just
how to fold shirts.
A simulation of working at The Gap.
Sounds like hell. A harm.
You gotta cinch it.
Pass Organized Neatly is my vote for best game title this week.
Which one?
Cats organized neatly.
Yeah.
That sounds like if you're gonna sell a game for $3, I think you're gonna sell some copies if you just name it Cats Organized Neatly.
Or just put cats in the title.
Just put cats in the title. It's gonna help you. Yeah.
Can't hurt. All right. We gotta get out of these new releases.
Okay, we're out.
Let's do Fortnightly News.
What's this thing on top here,
though? I have a gaming quiz for you.
Okay, hit me up.
Okay. It's not just for you.
It's just for me.
It's for Shipwreck too, and the audience.
All right.
Sure.
Okay. First answer wins. What major publisher reached an agreement with its Chinese overlord, a publisher, and is now back after a year absence due to a licensing dispute?
The Blizzard.
Very good. I have a follow-up question.
Sure. Okay,
and so that
Blizzard.
First of all, that includes World of Warcraft, Hearthstone, Overwatch, Diablo, StarCraft, like those games. I think those other games were not available before. But those are coming with the new agreement. So the follow-up bonus question is, and I'll allow you like a pretty good margin of error here, like maybe 20%. How many World of Warcraft players are there in China before they, you know, banned it?
Like, I want to give a number, and I'm like, is this number outrageously large, or right, is this number not large enough?
You don't know, right? You could easily, you could see it, like, either way, right?
Yeah, like, if I said, I'm going to say 15 million.
Okay, Ship, what do you say?
I was going to go, like, 25 million.
See, I knew you'd be way off. It's only 3 million.
Really?
Yeah. Even, I knew you wouldn't be anywhere close. You would think that it was, like, this got to be, like, a... I mean, 3 million is, that's a lot. Like, that's a great business right there.
It's more than I've sold of my game in China.
But you would think it would be bigger, but there, you know, there it is. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that ends our game trivia number two.
Oh, that was it?
That was it. I mean, what do you want? You got it right very quickly. Ship, did you know? You didn't know that.
Did I know what?
The answer, that it was Blizzard.
No, I didn't know that.
Okay, good job, Wombat. You win.
Yeah, good job.
Cool. What do I get?
You get to continue with Wombat's Fortnightly News.
Awesome. So there's a lot of Fortnite controversy this week.
Okay.
Oh.
They got rid of rarities on skins. So there used to be like legendary skins and rare skins, you understand.
Right.
And now skins don't have rarity anymore. Now, with the rarity, it also kind of dictated how much a skin would cost.
Oh, wait, so, hold on. I got to stop here a second.
Yes.
You say skins don't have... Shiv knows exactly what I'm saying. You say skin doesn't have rarity anymore. Okay? Yeah. Like, what does that mean?
It's all control, right?
It's as rare as they want to make it.
I was going to get to that.
So you can buy anything anytime now?
No. Things still rotate. There was never really a reason, but I think people are maybe overreacting to this one too. You didn't let me get to the...
Never.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, basically it was, if a skin was considered legendary, that would be like a 2000 V-Buck skin. That would be like a $20 skin. And you
with an
wear
example
it and,
of one of those.
Raptor. Is one. He's like the
dinosaur
air pilot with a yellow ski mask.
Not Major Lazer.
Not Major Lazer. Major Lazer, I think, is a rare skin. Although that's a skin that's not in the shop anymore, so it's technically
Raptor's the one that looks like Havoc, who looks like Firefly.
Yeah, but with the yellow ski mask. I believe is a legendary. The guy with the fishbowl, the fishbowl for a head, Leviathan, that's a legendary skin. So there's a handful there. Okay. Like I said, those are 2000 V-Buck skins usually. And then there's one
essentially
$20. Then there's like the $12 skins. And then there's the $8 skins. Now, some people are worried that if they get rid of the rarity levels altogether, then $8 skins are going to go away forever with that. Because they won't have their arbitrary rarity system anymore. And that's sort of the fear. The other thing is people are pissed. They're like, but I got this skin because I want people to know that
I'm still confused. I still don't understand what it means.
Nothing makes a skin any rare. The only time that a legendary skin makes sense is when it's the tier 100 skin in a battle pass.
Is this just because a price thing? I still can't find a price thing. So there's no more $20 skins anymore?
Well, there'll still be $20 skins.
Yeah. I think you thought the wrong idea about that.
I'm so confused. So everything is $20 now? Is that it?
Like, well, that's sort of why people are freaking out, is because it's like at least that system gave some context to what things might cost. So now that they threw that all out the window, they could release old skins that used to be, you know, $8. And now those skins are $20. Okay. Because there's no...
I understand now what you're saying.
There's no system in place.
Understood.
To regulate how much a skin can cost.
Got it. It's just a complete... It's just nomenclature. Like, they yes. had... They legendary meant X dollars, rare meant Y dollars. Now they're just saying... Dollars.
Every skin can cost whatever we want it to, and and this decision just happens to coincide with the release of the Avatar skins, the cartoon, not the movie. And those skins cost $20 each, when a season ago, like the Turtles, cost like I think $15 each. And why would you'd think the Ninja Turtles, if anything, might cost more than the Avatar skins, but they actually wound up costing less. So are they already...
Why would the Ninja Turtle ones cost more than the Avatar ones?
I think Ninja Turtles are more popular than Avatar. Am I wrong?
So you're basing it upon popularity?
Yeah, I think so. I think the more popular something is, the more you can get away with charging more for it, don't you?
They're both owned by Nickelodeon.
That's also a reason why you'd think the licenses fees would... You'd think the prices would be within the same range of each other, and they weren't. And a lot of people were sort of miffed by that. So
maybe it was because Nickelodeon needed to like get a few extra dollars for any lawsuits that were coming their way because of the documentary
for those kids. But yeah. Anyway, that is the controversy du jour. But it's okay. Just if I think it probably wouldn't be, people wouldn't be so vocal about it if there weren't just all the other issues going on in the game right now. You know, the UI still kind of sucks. I'm sure Shipwreck is well aware that.
I've never known anything different. It's fine.
You're talking
it's
about messy. The main, like the menus mm-hmm. system.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
The menu systems are messy. The lockers are messy. It could be better.
Ty was off from school today, so he was mm-hmm. playing Fortnite with his friends, and he hadn't played in a while. And he said he had no fucking idea what was going on. He said there was just so many things, like for the new season and. He just didn't know. It was like he was lost, basically, is what he was
saying. Yeah, it's too confusing. There's too much. Again, they're not focusing on their golden goose. Battle Royale, you know, zero build, that whole section of the game is still the goose that lays the golden eggs. That's what people are playing. You go on, you can see it. There's, you know, 750,000 people playing those modes. And yet they're still, you know, pumping the money and the focus onto these creative maps and things that just...
They're trying to make it a thing.
And trying to make it a thing where it's like, why?
Roblox. They see Roblox doing it and making money.
I know, but it's not like... I don't... Whatever.
They've given it a shot. You know, they can. They got the real estate, so to speak.
I know. But you also, you know, stand a chance of losing your golden goose audience. And I don't think they want to do that. I don't know what the numbers look like, though. Maybe they just aren't, so it just doesn't matter, and they're going to keep doing what they do. But
right.
My gut tells me differently, but what do I know?
They probably know like what they can get away with.
I don't know if they do. That's just it. Mm-hmm. They've shown me no indication that they know what they can get away with.
Gotcha.
This is the man who still keeps buying things and playing the game.
Mm-hmm. I still like the game. I didn't.
They can't get away with this.
Maybe a little bit.
I mean, that's just
maybe
it.
Maybe I'll only buy all four turtles.
He's talking. He's not talking about himself. He's talking about the general population of the people who play.
Thank
the game.
You.
I understand what you're saying.
Yes, we're not talking about me. I actually rarely complain. Right. I do hate the lockers, but that's Right. Never.
Yeah. I just can't quit you, Fortnite, no matter pretty what much. You do.
Pretty much. I'm pretty easygoing compared to a lot of other people, that's for sure.
Speaking of Roblox, did you hear about this new legislation that's being passed in response pretty much to things that are going on in Roblox called COSA? That's like the abbreviation for the, what is it? Oh, God, I don't remember what it stands for. Kids something on safety act or something.
Wait, probably kids online safety kids act.
Online safety act. I read this thing and I didn't write that part down. Anyway, it's a bunch of rules that game publishers are going to have to follow. Game publishers, like people who make Fortnite, Roblox, any game that caters to children that basically is designed to protect children, offers things like mandatory parental controls. So like parents could easily like push a button and say, oh, my kid played 2 hours of Fortnite today, or, you know, things like that. And it's supposed to have privacy settings like set to default to be like maximum restrictive for kids who are joining, so that they would have to go in and open up those privacy settings, things like that. And obviously big companies are against it because anything that could potentially rein in the money parade is bad. But I thought like what this quote from the Roblox CEO was very funny, and like just based on like nothing realistic that any real person would say, who's not full of shit. He says, this would be one where from afar, there are a few elements of this bill that maybe make sense. One of the things specifically with COSA is that we want to make sure that when young people are learning to create and sharing their creations, for example, that doesn't get turned off. Or when there is organic learning on our platform or positive communication in some way, we don't restrict it.
He's right. You don't want to stifle their learning.
I mean, no reasonable person is going to look at that and not have their bullshit detector just like burst into flames immediately. There's no reasonable person would say that. Think, oh yeah, the Roblox CEO is very concerned about the learning being stifled on the platform.
Come on, I get dude. An email. I get my weekly status email on my son's Xbox playing. I have that set up.
Microsoft does that, right? So they would. Yeah,
and
make
I
that
get
mandatory.
A. And I get an. It's I a, get
Nintendo
another,
has it too. I'm sure.
Yeah.
PlayStation probably has it as well.
I know, right. But he has an Xbox. So
this would.
I also get one from Fortnite, so I can keep track of how much time he spent on the Xbox and how much time he spent on Fortnite.
Yes.
It's not
does
a
your,
lot.
Does your wife have one on for you?
That would be a laughable thing. Because she probably should. I play a significantly more video games than my son who spent the last 3 months studying for NISMA, which he got a 27 out of 28 on his bass solo, which
it's not
is,
out of five anymore.
No, it's out of 20. It's I think once you start high school it's out of five, but he got a 27 out of 28.
Okay,
so yeah, he's still in middle school. He has another year of middle school.
NISMA junior.
NISMA, it's still pretty impressive. So, yeah, he gets a medal.
Shit.
Yeah, for getting that highest score. Nice. And he gets his name in a book with a little asterisk next to it saying that he got a super score.
I'm glad his learning wasn't stifled.
His learning wasn't stifled because he wasn't playing video games.
Right, there you go. Perfect.
So, yeah, I think that guy is full of it. I, on the other hand, haven't learned a damn thing in years.
It's not too late, Wombat. Well, you're learning how to row at Orange Theory.
That is true. I do get compliments on my form.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you like the video I sent you the other day?
Yes.
I talked about the stomach in the way of the rowing. I thought
I'm a fat guy.
It. You didn't even watch it.
My legs also don't bend like everyone else's. My legs bend like this.
The other way?
Yeah. Like a frog. My legs bend like a frog's legs.
Interesting.
Because they do, because I guess I'm just bow-legged. I don't know. I watch everyone else on the rower and their legs are nice and straight. And I'm like, I just don't move that way. I just don't. I can't. All right. So
I want to see that.
I mean, it's not like I don't do it. I did the stupid thing. I did the tornado or whatever it was on Monday. I did
it
all.
It wasn't the tornado. It was the infinity.
The infinity row. Yeah, I did the infinity row on Monday. I did the whole thing.
What'd you get?
I got 43 splat points and burned 1,000 calories. So,
well, your meters though—that's a meter measuring one.
Yeah, it's the meat. Do you want me to tell you? No. I could pull it up.
No,
it's okay. pull it up if no. you really want to know. No, I sent it to you.
No, it didn't show the total meters. Oh, yeah, yeah, whatever. I don't care. It's fine. I saw it. Did you put this Call of Duty thing on for me? I didn't do that, right?
I put that on, yeah. And it was, what is that? 1,071 meters was my distance.
1,071. No, it's not. But it's okay. Good try. Good try. Yeah. I want to give you a private rowing lesson sometime.
Sounds like a plan. Yes, this was added to Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 today. You can now buy Cheech and Chong skins in...
It's more than just that.
Oh, I know. I was getting to that.
Okay,
you buy the Cheech and Chong skin, their mascot, the Captain Sloth, who has the pot leaves all over his fur. And there are also special eliminations that when you kill someone, I guess, as Cheech and or Chong, they turn into a joint before they disappear.
Yes, they roll up.
They roll up into a joint. And
smoke.
What's going on over in Call of Duty?
They're making money.
they're clearly catering to a different audience. So
that
if you,
is how much is that? Let's see. I'm trying to read the screen here. 3,000.
That says it's 3,000 war bucks.
That's $30.
Is that $30? Yeah. I mean, we assume $30,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
for
Cheech
and Chong. Now that's just for the skins that you don't see while playing the game.
Right. And there's some other people shit too.
Other people could say. So someone else could go, hey, that guy spent $30 to look like Tommy Chong.
But you get to watch your enemies turn into joints after you shoot them.
I assume so. I would hope so.
Weird, because I don't really understand.
A sloth is $24.
Like, has Call of, like, I haven't kept track of Call of Duty maybe here.
They've been doing this for a while.
Have they been adding like crazy stuff like this?
Yeah, no, Skeletor was in there not that long ago.
What?
Yeah, Skeletor does. Do you know who Skeletor is?
I do know who Skeletor is.
He was a toy, and he's from a cartoon from the 80s.
And they inserted Skeletor into Call of Duty.
Yes. Yes.
As a skin, you could be Skeletor?
Yes, I believe so.
You could be, didn't they have Bruce Willis from Die Hard one year?
I believe that was, yeah.
Well, those make more sense to me.
But yeah, I was gonna say,
right?
That
like for Call of Duty, like,
well, it's 420.
Like, yeah,
they do action. It every year for 420. They do a weed thing. They want to make sure they get $20 from the stoners every year.
Sure. I understand the concept. Yep. Yeah, it's just like, yeah, the action movie or the horror movie things like that they did in the past,
yeah,
that I'm familiar with, like those seem to like make sense to Call of Duty a little bit. These seem like, I can't even tell if you're joking about Skeletor or not. Like, did they actually put Skeletor in Call of Duty?
Wombat, pull it up. Are you making this up?
I'm pulling it up now.
I'm looking it up. You too. Skeletor.
Oh my goodness.
Call of Duty.
Tracer pack Skeletor operator bundle.
Oh yeah, there he is. Holy shit.
Yeah.
He was in Modern Warfare 2 and 3. He was in a lot of things. He has different variations. Disco Skeletor, Horde Skeletor, and regular Skeletor. Ship, you going to play Call of Duty now?
I am so confused right now.
Why? Money. They want money, too.
They want money.
They see other people doing these crossovers, and they're
Skeletor
like,
Skeletor was also in Fall Guys.
He was?
Yeah.
He's greedy. He'll do anything.
Yeah.
A lot of people still
Skeletor,
play Call of Duty.
Skeletor, more like Skele-whore. Am I right?
So does this mean we won't get Skeletor in Fortnite then?
Nah, they cross over. They reuse the same things. I mean, I'm looking at this show, the Ash Williams in Call of Duty, and Ash Williams was also in Fortnite. So nah, it happens.
They also have an $80 King Kong glove that you can unlock.
I don't even know what that means.
It's a melee weapon for Call of Duty. It's looks like King Kong's fist. The only way to get it is to spend $80. You can't, no other way to get it except give them money, $80.
That's okay.
I think you get other stuff with that $80, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
Other body parts of King Kong?
It's not money. It's just other digital things. Gotcha. They're not giving you like a $50 gift card with your $80. It's just other, it's some bullshit.
Video games, everybody.
Yes.
Yep. This is what 60% of gamers are playing games that are 5 years or older.
This is why they don't want to make Spider-Man 3 for
$300. Exactly. Why make Spider-Man 3 when you could just make a digital Skeletor and throw him in a game that someone already has for $30?
Schiff is shaking his head. He's doing the math. He's like, well, they charge $70 for Spider-Man 2 and they charge $80 for the King Kong glove inside a $70 game.
Yeah. Like
inside a $70 game that someone that millions of people already own. So they're just getting the money on top of the money, and the development cost has got to, I mean, it's got to be significant. Like how
I feel like since everything went digital now, like there's like the concept of money has completely left everybody. Like, it's just like, I don't know, it's there. Like, I just got to press like this button and then I have this King Kong glove. Whatever's there. It's like, oh, look, this is new in the shop this week.
Oh, the DLC,
like, all I gotta do is click these buttons like twice.
You have to really know what you're doing. I do not buy things in Fortnite. Compared to some people I know, I don't think I buy stuff all that often. And I don't apologize for the things I buy.
No, you don't need to. It's just, yeah.
Unless you bought an $80 King Kong glove, then you better start apologizing.
Yeah, no, that I did not do. I did buy the Ninja Turtles. That was back in December. I think that's the last thing I bought. And what are we, in April now?
But that was like $60, right?
No, it was $24.
For all of them?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it wasn't so bad. And it was Christmas. I'm not allowed to buy myself a nice thing for Christmas?
No one's saying anything.
Jeez, Shipwreck, get off my nuts.
No, well, I'm not saying that. Just like the price, like you read the whole section earlier about how they're going to raise the prices on all these things.
That's just it, is if they do start raising them. The big thing will be on Friday. There's the mini pass after all this comes out on Friday for Avatar The Last Air. Mini pass.
There's a mini pass that I can buy on top of the battle pass if I wanted to be part of the crew. Or
remember the Shredder
or
one?
Be part of the festival pass?
Yes.
I can buy this in addition to those?
There was the Shredder one last season. This is the version of that. It's for to get Aang from Avatar.
I'm good.
I know. Normally those passes are 1,000 V-Bucks, but someone leaked a photo where the price on it was 1,800 V-Bucks. So we'll see what happens here. Is it going to be $10? Is it going to be $18? Is it going to be somewhere in between?
How many passes do you have going usually in Fortnite?
Right now, just the one. I do not think I will get the Aang pass because I have no interest in that skin.
You're not a crew guy?
I don't have crew currently. I will pick up crew after the 25th of this month because then it makes sense. I will get the April skin, I will get the May skin, and I will get the next battle pass all for that one price. So for $13, I get $36 worth of stuff that I would normally have to get separately. And as soon as I get it, I just need to turn off auto subscribe and I'll be fine. So
he's got a plan.
You just have to know the exact date.
You have to know the date and then you have to cancel it, and then
it all works out.
And then, yeah, you buck the system. So for $13, I'll get $36 worth of stuff.
Fantastic, then.
Yep.
Value.
You gotta know the games.
That is the game. It's not actually playing the game.
It's the meta game within the game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I just want to know how much money the Cheech and Chong stuff generates in Call of Duty. I'd be very interested.
I mean,
to know
it's.
That.
I'm sure it does something. I don't know if people. There's
so many people playing it. I think. Still,
I know,
right?
But who knows?
They're going to sell a lot of these stony sloths. Come on.
I see the sloth doing well. The sloth.
He's all like camouflaged and everything.
He's holding a big, huge doinks, and his bullet bandolier is just doinks.
Yeah. Just
fat doinks all around. Is that a skin that you play as? What is that?
Yeah.
It doesn't look So it's a humanoid.
It looks like a ghillie suit. Right? It's the ghillie suit. They just put a sloth face on him.
Yeah, exactly. And weed.
And he's got red eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, $24?
Now the question is that marketing towards children with a cartoon character covered in weed? Is that inappropriate?
It's
an immature game. Yeah, it's a mature game. So
18 plus.
I don't know.
All bets are off.
Fair enough. I'll allow it.
I kind of want
That's what Fortnite needs. It needs a way for me to bet while I'm playing too.
I'm sure
the word betting into the game. Oh, if they could, they would. You can be sure of it. Oh yeah. My God. Imagine that. Oh, I can't believe you just said, you just gave somebody an idea that, I don't know, you can put that back in the bottle. Let's erase the show right now, actually. The wrong person hears this. Are we playing anything interesting now? I've been playing Diablo 4 still. Mrs. Chibi demands some Diablo 4 action.
Oh, nice.
So we've been doing that. I'm still doing my druid. I don't know.
I'm getting real close to the end of Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth. Like,
how many hours?
I don't know. I think I'm maybe around 70, 65, 70, somewhere in there. I went back and I'm knocking out those dungeons, the towers that I said I wasn't going to do.
Oh, no.
So I don't know. I'm prolonging the game currently because I know I'm close to the end.
Right. Nice. Yeah. I've been just playing the game. I've probably been playing too much of, just because I've been dealing with so much crap, is Marvel Snap still. Like, because I just haven't really been home, and sometimes I need to escape the craziness. And it's good to have a game on your phone when you need to tune out what's going on around you. So, you know.
It's Marvel Snap for you.
Marvel Snap for me. I did get the season pass in Marvel Snap. My first one in like 6 months. Just
today?
Because I just... No, like over the weekend. When, nice. Long story short, my grandmother passed away over the weekend.
My condolences. Yeah,
sorry to hear that.
She was 102. But as with any death in any family, it still, you know, requires doing a lot of things. And when you're doing a lot of things, sometimes you need to do something for yourself to kind of, yeah.
I can't. That'll pass. I'm trying to snap.
Exactly. And yes, and sometimes that thing is just spend the $9 and get yourself the Marvel Snap Battle Pass, because it'll make you happy for 30 seconds while you do it. And it's worth it. So yes, that is one of those things you do, and that is why I got it. But it's also, I keep playing it, and
you like it.
I do like that game. I think that game is a really, as mobile games go, as card battler games go, I think it's the best I've played. You know, for what it's worth.
Bet you they're making a lot of money with that game.
I want to say that it made more money than any other mobile game last year or something ridiculous like that. And like, you know,
I thought so. Monopoly
I think is newer. That's why I said last year
in August they topped 100 million in revenue, Marvel Snap. So they're probably doing okay.
Yeah, it's pretty popular.
All right, let's move on to the CAG bag.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle G2223 writes in, says, last week I was doing a ranked race in Gran Turismo 7 and he had to shit real bad. So I was driven to go really fast and finish the race as quickly as possible and had to run to the toilet to celebrate. Does anyone on the show have a story to share about needing to piss or shit while gaming? You know, you can just stop playing and then go to the bed. You're not actually in a car driving somewhere.
He was in the middle of an online ranked race.
Oh,
you can't just leave an online ranked race.
You kind of can, but also, don't you know, like, you're an adult, you know, like a shit is coming within the next 10 minutes or so, right? Like,
not always. Sometimes
it's like the Le Mans 24 he's doing. Like,
sometimes it hits you in the gut and you're just like, I gotta run. It's happened to me. I mean, you know,
I guess
this is why I play squads, so I can be like, guys, I gotta go, cover me.
That's a good point.
You play with other people, you're like, hey, I'm just, and you know, I gotta go, I'll be back in like 10. Cover me or let me die.
Right. It's not a big deal in Fortnite.
Or like Kuramanju says, this is why you play a game like Marvel Snap, because that game can go with you.
Right. Shitting all day and snapping.
I can be playing Gold Conquest, which could take like 15 minutes, and go wherever I need to go.
Fantastic, then. I'm going to throw up now. Just picture Wombat. Everyone picture Wombat on the toilet with his pants around his ankles.
Yep.
And he's shouting at Wolverine on his phone.
For every, for using, dropping a red Hulk and dropping a red Hulk.
It's gross. Why is, you should see a doctor, by the way.
Right. Yep.
Why is it red?
It's just, you don't want to know.
Isn't there a brown Hulk? Is there a brown Hulk?
No.
There's a gray Hulk.
Yeah, there is a gray Hulk. Lot of different colored Hulks, I felt.
There's gray, green, red. That's it. No brown. No brown.
All right. We got to stop doing this. We have to go to bed. But before we do, let's give a special shout out to friend of the show, Ben Gilbert, and his new podcast, I Smoke New York. New episode just came out today. So you should listen to that. Go to Linktree, ISNY. You can find it there. It's also, you can just Google it. It's on everything, YouTube, all the podcast things. Yeah, check out our Instagram, our new Instagram, CADcast Podcast, and our TikTok for all our videos. Well, I'll make everybody look bad with my sharp edits. And that's it. We'll see you next time.
Bread's done.
That stuff's gonna make me die, man. Man.
No, that's good acid.
Hey, man, I never had it before, man. That's gonna make me die. What? This is gonna make me freak out, man. I seen those guys walk around my neighborhood. Had too many acid, man. The head looked like a pumpkin, man. Like that,
Mellow
man.
Out. Relax, man. Hey, mellow out, man. Now just go.
What?
Do it, man.
Shit.
Mellow. You better now, man?
Yeah.
You mellow?
Yeah.
Feel all right, huh?
Yeah. Ah! What are you doing, man?
Sometimes that helps.